And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'll get these last few text messages so that we can keep that clear and keep it going forward. JT Lacey Springs says, Democrats losing humor. One must have had one in order to lose it. Al Dean song, Truth Insults Libs. Boomer, that means jackassery. You know, I've just noticed that JT has got, like, sound effects on demand with us. TL from Huntsville. Play it again, Sam. That monologue is going to be a classic. Nicely done. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, TL. Russell from Rural Route 1. That's hard for me to say. So Jason Aldean sings about people committing crime, and liberals assume he's singing about black people, but he's the racist. That's a great point. They automatically assume he was dealing with black. I mean, by the way, a lot of the videos, the crime was you could see it was not all black people. That's for sure.
Well, he actually had to come out with a statement as well, saying
he,
this.
He did.
He did come out with a statement saying this song is not racist at all.
Yeah,
it's not meant to be racist. It's not. It's just proclaiming what is happening in our country today.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was telling Boomer too during the break. There's a meme that just popped up. Like minutes ago on Twitter. First time I saw it, anyway. And it says this, says, I'd have to guess that about 95% of Americans who the mainstream media call far right only want to work for a living, keep most of their money, raise their kids in peace, get them a good education without left-wing indoctrination, own a nice home, and be left alone. You know, extremists. And that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why we're so fed up, because most good people in this nation, the majority of whom I believe are actually more conservative in their leanings, that's the way they feel, and that's why Jason Aldean's song is resonating, because they just want to do those things. They want to be left alone to live and to prosper and to raise their kids, and you got to deal with all of the hate going on with Antifa and BLM riots and defund the police and all the other nonsense, and then we're called the extremists. I mean, how? Anyway, okay. Last couple of texts here before I go on to the dippers. Mark from Red Bay. Jason Aldean and Uncle Ted Nugent are good in my book. Not afraid to tell it like it is. We don't play that game in small town America. Thank you, sir. Mark from Red Bay. Skip from Tony says, hi, Phil. Thanks for saying exactly, all caps, what the mentally disturbed haters of Americana on the left are not likely to ever understand concerning the meaning behind Jason Aldean's spot-on hit. Skip Tony. Skip from Tony. All right. Let me jump right in here. I got a sound effect for you because it is time, folks, to look around right here in our own backyard, gather up what's new in our area, and cook up some home fries. That's right. Sizzle them up. Here we go. All right. You may be interested to know, as we talk about the things happening here in Alabama for a minute, several stories, not the least of which is this one. You may remember that Birmingham has for, you know, most of my life, all of my life maybe, until recently, been the largest state in largest city in the state. I mean, it just has always been that way. Well, it's been declining. Isn't it funny when you look around at the four major municipalities running down the length of the state here, Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, those are the four largest cities in the state. And the two at the far end, Huntsville and Mobile, have been thriving and growing. And the two in the center, run by Democrats, have been shrinking and struggling and facing higher crime. Reckon why that is. Anyway, just know this. You may recall that Monday we had a guy on, Dr. Scott Catino. He told us how he had been working trying to oppose the potential annexation vote for West Mobile County, a big chunk of it, to come into the city of Mobile proper. Well, last night they had the vote, and as of last night, Mobile is now the second largest city in the state. So, yeah, and by the way, what I didn't know until this morning when I was reading them and catching up on the article and getting the show ready, I thought that, because there was four districts, they call them the Cottage Hill Corridor, the Airport Corridor, the Kings Branch Corridor, and the Orchard Corridor. Anyway, they call these four corridors, or these four sections of the county, you know, all participants in the potential for vote. I thought it was all or none. I thought it was going to be a combined vote of the four. No, each one stood alone. So each one had the right to come in independently or with all the others. Well, last night, three out of four voted to come in to the city of Mobile. You know, the difference here is, and you know, I heard Scott Catino talk about that, and I know Mayor Sandy Stimson personally. I've always had a favorable view of him. I can't say that I think that every policy decision that every politician makes is perfect, but I have generally found him to be a squared away guy. Anyway, the end result is the mayor was celebrating last night because he's now the mayor of the second largest city. I mean, the population just went from, here's the deal, Mobile population is now officially going to be roughly 204,689. Population of Birmingham is now 197,575. Wow. Huntsville remains the largest city in Alabama with a population of 216,963. So it's a significant jump, but yeah, that's a big deal. And by the way, it wasn't even close in the airport corridor. They're the ones who said no, 2-1 vote. 862 to 431, so it was exactly double. But the rest of them, pretty strong in favor. Cottage Hill, Kings Branch, and Orchard. And Orchard hardly had any voters. I mean, it's kind of weird because you had, you know, several thousand in one of them and all that. Orchard Corridor had a total of 71 votes cast in the whole area. But anyway, they're all now looking at City of Mobile is going to be annexing. And they are now guaranteed police and fire protection and EMS services right away, free garbage and trash pickup, funding for capital improvements. All these things are happening. We'll see how it goes. But right now, the mayor has said they didn't have to come to the city of Mobile. They did by their own choice. I know they're happy and we're happy, so it's a win-win. So, yeah, we have just watched this. By the way, why is this a big deal? Well, first of all, the larger your population, the more, you know, federal matching dollars you can pull down for roads and bridges, the more you can do in terms of having clout when people go to the polls. It brings in a city council versus a county commission type government. And then, you know, it just also means, too, that when you say, hey, of the big four, two of us now are the top two and we're Republican-led, that seems to mean something, I would think. It's going to be interesting to watch. But, yeah, Mobile. Now the second largest. Isn't that crazy? I mean, in our lifetime, we have watched the top two cities in terms of size, Birmingham and Montgomery, dwindle down to now that the other two came up and surpassed them. And by the way, they're both Republican-led. Just saying. Next story, AL.com. Congressman Robert Aderholt, who was on the show, a couple weeks ago, he just made what is referred to by AL.com as the latest move in the interstate fight over U.S. Space Command's permanent headquarters. So Alabama Republican U.S. Representative Robert Aderholt introduced legislation to block the federal government from building, buying, or leasing buildings based on the legality or availability of abortion. Here's the bottom line is this is not related just to Space Command. Space Command brought to the surface the fact that the Biden administration views killing babies as being so important, so vital to the national interest, that they will make decisions about where they base military personnel on whether or not abortion is legal in that state, despite the fact that states' rights, in accordance with the Supreme Court's rulings, and oh, by the way, the U.S. Constitution, are clearly stated that we have a right to make these decisions. Alabama is a pro-life state. California is a pro-death state. The Biden administration, if this passes, would be prevented from making any decisions about building, buying, or leasing buildings for any branch of government based on the question of whether or not abortion is available. Meaning, if Department of Energy wants to lease a facility in, say, Alabama, they can't say, we're not going to do it, though, because you don't have abortion. Now, they can always try to hide it. But the bottom line is they can't openly do like what they're doing right now with Space Command. That's a good deal. And by the way, I will say this. U.S. Representative Mike Rogers has already dropped another bill that would help with this. U.S. Representative Dale Strong from Huntsville and U.S. Representative Barry Moore from the Wiregrass area, they have both chimed in as co-sponsors. And the legislation dropped in by Adderholt, you look at it and go, yeah, it's just a House thing. You still got to get the Senate. Well, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, introduced companion legislation in the Senate, and the bill has a total support of 14 different lawmakers who were signed on. So we'll see where it goes, but I love the idea of saying, you know what, if we're going to say that federal funds, because you see, that's the deal, y'all. The law currently stated, I think it's the Hyde Amendment, they call it, the Hyde Amendment, I believe. The Hyde Amendment, which is current law, says you cannot use federal dollars to fund abortion, period. And yet what they want to do is say, but we're going to base, you know, our buildings in places where we think abortion is readily available. Well, isn't that the same thing? You will or will not make a determination about how to spend federal dollars based upon whether abortion is prevalent. That's the same thing by a different name. Last one before the break, last night in the home fries section, a former Supreme Court justice, retired, Mike Bolin, is now a member of the Jefferson County Commission. Why is that important? Well, first of all, he was running against a guy named David Silverstein. Now, they didn't run on party politics, but, you know, Mike Bolin was a longtime conservative Republican member of the state Supreme Court. And his opponent, a guy named David Silverstein, who tries to portray himself as nonpartisan, donated over $130,000 to candidates like Doug Jones and U.S. Representative Terry Sewell. He was endorsed by Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin and even Doug Jones. So last night, Mike Bolin ran away with it, 59% of the vote, and he is now going to be on the county commission, so we have more representation on the largest county in the state's county commission. All right, brother, take me to a break. We'll come right back. I'm going to check the news while we're on break because there's supposed to be an update on that Carly Russell situation where she went missing on I-459, and there's a lot of weirdness, a lot of questions. We'll talk about it, doing some home fries when we get back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, making common sense a superpower. So you may have heard about this really, you know, awkward story and very difficult story, and I don't know what to think of it, to be honest with you. Carly Russell is a young lady who in Birmingham, the story came out just a few days ago that she had been driving home from work. She's a student, a nursing student, but she was also working at a spa, I think at the Summit area or something like that. And she was driving home on Interstate 459, the spur that goes around Birmingham, and called her mother and said, I just saw a baby walking on the side of the road. I'm going to pull over and see what's going on. And then her mother says that she could hear her talking to the baby, asking if she was okay. And then she heard her daughter scream, and she never hung up. But her daughter was not on the phone anymore. And then police, of course, were dispatched to the scene, and they find her car. They find apparently a wig that she wore, it's just a style thing. But anyway, she wore a wig. That was on the ground. Her phone was on the ground. And she was missing for 2 days, 48 hours. And then she just appeared back at home. Okay, so pick it up there. And here's the deal. I don't want to rush to conclusions. I don't want to portray somebody as lying or trying to scam anybody because I don't know. I don't know what happened yet. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are so many unanswered questions. Like, first of all, why is it that in the middle of where's Carly, which is certainly the question that needs to be asked, nobody was truly asking in the police reports we were reading about where's this child? I mean, it's like that didn't even happen anymore. Hoover police continue to investigate Carly Russell's disappearance. They're still awaiting for her to, quote, be made available to obtain a more detailed statement. We are several days from her return now, 2 days, I think, and she has not officially made a statement. And the police chief made the comment that he was waiting until she had rested up a bit. If you think there's a child missing, I'm pretty sure you get in there and you get all the information you can right then. You have that magic window of time to try and get her back, get the child back. But since investigators continue to retrace the steps of 25-year-old nursing student who vanished Thursday night, they learned that she had gone to Target. Here's the other thing that's odd. So she left work. Apparently she went to a local restaurant, Taziki's, to buy food for she and her mom. So she bought food for two. And then she apparently from there went to Target and bought a bunch of snack food. But the snacks were not in her car when they found her. And then on top of that, they say that when she got home, that surveillance video in her neighborhood shows her walking down the sidewalk alone prior to getting back to her house. And then when they got there, EMS was called, allegedly by, according to dispatch, to an unresponsive but breathing person. But when they arrived, she was fully responsive and she was talking. And she did give a brief statement we just learned. So a few minutes ago, we find that the police did do a police, they did an update. They say that Carly Russell has said that she, after she left the summit, that the whole thing happened and that it was you know, with a baby on the side of the road, and that when she stopped to check on the child, that a man with reddish hair came out of the tree line and attacked her and dragged her away, and that there was another woman present, but she never saw the woman's face, and that they put a bag over her head and locked her in the back of an 18-wheeler. She could hear a baby crying somewhere, but she never saw the baby. And then they took her to a hotel. She says they made her take her clothes off and took pictures of her. And then at one point, the woman fed her cheese crackers. And then she got away. Okay. I mean, if she got away, then I think she would know what hotel she was in. So I assume they're going to be checking to see who was staying there. But the police are saying that basically they have no additional leads to go on right now. And they say, the mayor says, we know everyone has questions. It's important to share information and put the community at ease. Yeah, this story's got holes, y'all. I mean, it's got big holes. And I would hate to find out that there was a scam going on. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I'm glad she's back safe. But, y'all, that happened right here. And for a couple of days there was a lot of freak out going on, especially on social media, about what is happening. Is there a perpetrator who hangs out by the side of the road? You know, just anyway. All that. We'll know more when they tell us. But right now, no one's talking about the child and or alleged child. And we'll see what happens. Last thing on a much more positive note. So if you live in North Alabama right now, you may be aware that Matthew McConaughey is doing a movie shoot. And that part of it's being done in the Birmingham area. He's been all over Birmingham, showing up at diners, hanging out with people, going to see kids, I think, at Children's Hospital. But apparently, we now find out, Kurt Russell's also in the movie. Kurt Russell was in the Guntersville area yesterday. A guy I know, Marshall County Sheriff Phil Sims, he's got a story on AL.com today about how he got a call saying, hey, Kurt Russell's going to be in your county. We need some off-duty sheriff deputies to be, you know, security. He's like, wow, Kurt Russell, cool, we'll do that. And then they said, and we need a location. Have you got one around here that you know of, a dirt road where there's corn growing on both sides of the road? Very specific is what they wanted. And he said, I happen to know just quite the location. He took them out there. Well, they went out there, watched the filming of the movie. Kurt Russell was apparently a super nice guy hanging out in the Guntersville area, said that he was just kind of fun to hang around with. And so, yeah, I mean, I love that. I think you're finding more and more, too, that Hollywood is getting outside of Hollywood. Georgia and Alabama have had quite a few movie shoots in recent years, and I love that. But I also love the fact that somebody I know got to hang out with somebody that I actually like on the screen. And, yep, Kurt Russell, hanging out in Guntersville. All right, there you go. That's a batch of home fries, y'all. We'll come right back after this break. My friend Becky Gerritsen, Executive Director for the Eagle Forum of Alabama, will be on the line with us. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.